AI News by Conjero.
There's a new signal from Taiwan's NSB and Reuters. China is actively targeting Taiwan's chip talent to bypass export controls, using indirect channels to recruit experts.
So what does that mean for AI hardware right now? Access to top foundry capacity could slow, and costs might rise.
The focus is on TSMC know-how, a backbone for AI toolchains, with big players like Nvidia and Apple as downstream customers.
That could heighten worries about IP protection, counterfeit tooling, and firmware integrity in accelerator stacks.
For AI teams, deployment timelines could stretch and visibility into where IP sits becomes more important.
And the Taiwan node remains a bottleneck that many workloads rely on.
Risk management plays. Map dependencies, diversify sourcing, and invest in emulation and hardware-agnostic tooling.
Security posture should include secure boot, code signing, firmware attestation, and tamper-evident practices.
Strengthening IP protection and using disclosure policies or escrow where possible helps.
Keep transparent dependency graphs to ease rapid rerouting if a partner is disrupted.
Market effects could push hardware supply toward more regional diversification and updated licensing norms.
Look for reshoring signs, pricing shifts, and multi-vendor strategies as the ecosystem adapts.
Monitoring should be operational. Track official disclosures and enforcement signals on talent mobility.
Also watch cybersecurity incidents that could intersect with talent and IP protection.
In short, the AI stack faces both geopolitical and security headwinds that demand disciplined risk management.
The takeaway is to bake resilience into roadmaps, not just forecasts.
AI News by Conjero.